Meditation for when you're in conflict. Save the drama for your inner llama. Usually when people are in conflict, they react to each other from a wounded place, not from the place of their highest self or their wild self, but from a place of habit and contraction and fear of being hurt or losing what they want. Conflict meditation is a way for you to return to your wild self before you respond, so that you can see and hear and know from your fullest capacity. There's nothing wrong with conflict. Conflict is a part of life. When you look to nature, you can see that it's natural for there to be beautiful, peaceful, loving connections. And also natural for there to be conflict. So the first thing to do in conflict meditation is to drop the idea that it's wrong that this is happening. Understand that this is for your growth. If you're in conflict, there's room for you to grow. As you meditate in your life, you begin to open your heart more and more fully to everything that arises. You begin to see that all people and all situations are equally divine and sacred. You realize that all people are at the same level. As you understand your own suffering and your own patterns and your own successes, you see the whole picture. And you develop the capacity to see when you're showing up with your strengths, with what's really an integrity for you, and also when you're showing up harmfully and unfairly in the world, and why. This is humbling and can even be painful, but it's crucial to growth. It's crucial to hold these the way that you would a child. To know that everything in your being is striving for happiness and love and safety. So anything you do that harms another comes from this place and a misunderstanding of how to get there. The more you are willing to see in yourself without judging, simply with discernment, the more capacity you will have to live your life in integrity. And peace. Also, the more that you are able to see what you do and why, the more you will be able to understand others and why they do what they're doing and approach them from a completely different, more compassionate place. Really a place of empathy, of knowing that you're on an equal level, that we're all the same. We all experience fear and jealousy, anger, shame, and we all react in unconscious ways until we don't. We all want love and happiness and safety. Begin this meditation by calling to mind someone who you are in conflict with. This can be an immediate conflict that happened 5 minutes ago, or it can be someone that you have a long-standing conflict with. Really see them in your mind's eye. See their face, their clothes. See their name. And as you do this, notice the emotions that arise. They may be subtle or turbulent. Just allow them. This energy needs to be heard. And trust these emotions. Not reacting from them, but every emotion has a reason for being there. Anger is here to tell you a boundary's been crossed, to protect you. Sadness shows loss, or fear of loss. Allow them to speak to you without believing them, like a child getting everything off of its chest. Know that whatever it's behind strong emotions is from you, not from this other person. It's something in you that's been activated, and that's not at fault. Just get curious about it, or else it will keep reappearing and reappearing until you do. Allow the emotions to cool off as you listen to them, like steam blowing off a boiling pot. If they're very persistent, it can help to breathe them through, or to imagine that there's a back door on your heart and let them out. Thank them for sharing their true experience with you, and say internally, "Thank you for showing me how you feel. Thank you for sharing with me. I want to understand myself, and I also want to see the whole truth." Breathe as you say this, imagining the emotions flowing out on the out-breath. Turn your attention to the storyline that your mind has created around this person and this conflict. This person always does X. They'll never do Y. This person should not have done X. This person doesn't understand me, doesn't care about me, doesn't love me. There's no possible reason for them to do this. That person is always looking out for themselves. I should have known. They've betrayed me. Whatever the story is, just watch it. Watch it like you would watch any thoughts. He's a jerk. She's terrible. Ask yourself, how old am I right now? Is this a child speaking or myself at this age? And then take a deep breath. And repeat inside of yourself, this person, like all people, is just trying to be happy. This person, like all people, no matter how misguided, simply wants to be loved, safe, successful, just like me. Really breathe into this knowing. You can use their name. This person wants to be happy. This person wants to be loved. This person wants to be successful. This person wants to be safe. Just like me. And now repeat for yourself. I want to be happy. I want to be loved. I want to be successful. I want to be safe. And you can add in any other words that feel appropriate to this particular conflict. Feel the chemistry in your body changing, your muscles relaxing, your heart softening, the mind slowing its attack. As you repeat these phrases, as you feel the defenses dropping, ask yourself, what am I defending? What am I afraid of here? Losing a job, losing love, lack of safety. Look for the deepest fear. And once you have it, put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, is this an isolated incident? Or is this something that's shown up in my life before? Is this person triggering a fear that I have about myself or an insecurity that I have about myself. Is this person repeating a pattern that I've seen since my childhood? Did I create this? Or did they create this? Did we create this together? Don't judge whatever the answers are. Just observe. Just get curious. As emotions arise and fall, allow them. Their energy releasing. Ask yourself, if my soul created this situation purely for my personal growth, if I called this into my life, what might that be for? What am I learning? What am I seeing? Is it time to let go? Really breathe into the center of your being and relax your body. Having released your thoughts, your emotions, and your body from controlling the situation, seeing that both of you are wanting love, safety, success, and happiness, and reacting from old patternings. Ask your wild soul, what will be most helpful here next? What do I need to know or say or do? Really listen. It may show you images, you may hear words, or you may just know deep in your soul. You may need to leave this person or relationship. You may need to apologize. You may need to share your deepest longing with this person, or your clarity around why it upset you so much. You may need to set new boundaries or do some personal work around old wounds. Whatever it is, let it come from your wild, compassionate, wise, fiercely honest, loving, wild self. As you hold yourself and the other in equal compassion. Take care of yourself. You are precious and valuable, and this is an incredible learning experience.